Foster High School is reaching its 100th year. It's the most diverse school in the nation. The school is a haven for people from different backgrounds. It's like a little UN with over 30 languages spoken and students from all over the world. But it wasn't always that way. Radioactive's Ardo Hersey reports.
That's the bell for lunch, as students stampede toward the commons of Foster High School. Walking in the lunchroom, you immediately notice flags of different countries around the perimeter. The flags aren't the only multicultural things in the commons. All over the lunchroom, you see students of different ethnic backgrounds sitting at different tables. Samoan,
Talofa,
Bosnian,
Bravo, Zima, Števo, minus 4,
Ukrainian,
Bare,
Cambodian,
Trepsula,
Afghani,
Salam,
Chinese,
Ni Hao,
Congolese,
Bonjour, Mbote,
Eritrean,
Uy, Kurizalala Mandi,
Ya Kuriala,
Mexican,
Hola,
Indian,
Sasrika,
Vietnamese,
Ciao,
Burmese,
Mingalaba,
Nepali, and Russian.
Привет!
That's just to name a few. Foster is in the most diverse school district in the nation, Tukwila, according to the New York Times. 71% minority students. Here in the Tuck, minority is majority. Farms, sheep, turkey hunting, and orchards. That's a Tukwila that no longer exists. The one that Foster High School's principal, Pat Larson, grew up in. Mrs. Larson takes us back to her earliest memories in 3, 2, 1.
It was living on a farm. We had an orchard. We raised sheep. Pretty rural.
David Montoya graduated from Foster High School in 1989. He says it was a different place back then.
Probably 10 minority families at the time growing up. I was the minority back then, for sure. And it took getting used to. Grew up old school Filipino.
David Montoya was among some of the few minority families at the time, but he still enjoyed going to school. In those days, school was divided by cliques, not race.
So we had the stoners, they called them, the jocks, and probably pretty much like the smart kids. I just looked forward to just seeing everybody. We all got along really well. We all did things, and just a school camaraderie was really good, I thought.
Then things started to change. During 1992 through 1993, students were coming from Bosnia because the war broke out. A lot of refugees settled in Tukwila. That had a huge impact on the school. Principal Larson describes what she saw.
Counselors put a Bosnian and a Serbian student in the same classroom, and the war that they were fighting over there happened. A huge fight erupted in class because they didn't let go of the war. It has to do with religious boundaries, and you'll never change that.
There were Somali and Vietnamese students there, too. Racial tension was present during those times. Mike Shannon is a civics teacher at Foster. He's basically legendary around these halls. He's been here for 40 years, and he can never forget about this time period.
At Foster, right here in the school, it needed to be dealt with. There was some resistance from some whites in the community.
Like what?
Well, just hostility towards people coming in. Sort of a "we were here first" attitude. Not so much race as it was insider, outsider. We're here. Where are you guys coming from? Why are you here? Kind of thing. A lack of understanding and a lack of acceptance.
Principal Larson tells about what happened around MLK Day in the early 90s. It was anything but what Dr. King's dream was.
Every year we came to the Martin Luther King Assembly, and it became a black-white fight day. It was just amazing. The Caucasian kids here began to say, why do they, the African-American kids, get their day? We had kids demonstrating, stomping around out here, African-American kids, about the racial tension. It was very unhealthy that day.
So, how did they deal with the problem? How was the school able to get students to tolerate one another? They began by having events, such as assemblies and open dialogue. Most notable was the diversity class. Its aim was to get students talking about culture, race, and equality, and the changes in the community. They brought in local specialists to help. They taught Martin Luther King Jr.'s ideas that we are a global community. Mr. Shannon remembers telling his students a piece of advice from Dr. King
We must learn to live together as brothers, or we will all perish together as fools.
He was right, and we had to learn to live together as brothers, or our school would never succeed. Students are more empathetic and open-minded. We are now a spitting image of MLK's dream. We no longer need a diversity class. Our love for diversity has to be our biggest asset. For us, diversity is a source of pride. Actually, we opened our homecoming week assembly with Multicultural Day. Remember David Montoya? Well, he has a son named Max who also attends Foster High School. Let's hear from him.
It's, you know, the most diverse school district in the nation. So just, you know, it's a much, much different experience than that my dad has gone through. You look around and everyone looks different. You know? You have someone, you know, on your right-hand side, you know, who just came here from, you know, another country. And then you have someone on your left side who's been here since elementary school, but they still have that really ethnic cultural background.
Although the school looks different from the one his dad went to, they both have the same thing. And that's a community feeling.
You know, homecoming weeks, those are always a lot of fun. You know, that's when everyone really, you know, gets together. And, you know, we have that school pride and everything just comes together. And, you know, it feels like a family. Even though there's a lot of language barriers and people coming from different backgrounds and all those things may come as a challenge sometimes, we still feel like a family all the time.
So that's one student's opinion. Let's hear from more students about the one fofo. I mean, Tukwila.
Actually, I feel really comfortable now.
It has expanded my thinking and knowledge.
I always dream to have like bright future.
People coming from different places, they're, you know, still smart and
I love my classes, I love my subjects.
See how other people view life.
I enjoy school.
And I'm used to like the differences that people have, and it's because of Foster. And I really love that about this school.
Just an experience that most people don't get to experience. So I'm very thankful for that.
That's also one of the things Principal Larson finds so great about our school. She graduated from Foster, became a teacher, and came back as our principal.
This is the best school and best job that I've ever had in my administrative career is here at Foster.
Why is that?
Because the kids.
Because of the kids.
I personally love going to Foster High School. I mean, I've got friends from every continent. Well, except Antarctica. I love kicking it with all of them, and it'll get me started about the food. Our diversity is what makes us all the same, not different. Martin Luther King would have been proud. For Radioactive, I'm Ardo Hersey.